Planning ahead is the most reliable way to ensure you get home safely. So after consuming alcohol, one's judgment is impaired, and you're less likely to make the best decisions for yourself and others' safety. So giving the gift of a sober ride is especially important in Texas, where many people do not have maybe mass transit, but luckily here in town we do have cabs. Our hope is that if more people are willing to give the gift of a sober ride to their friends and loved ones, then those friends will be willing to do the same in return.
Now, I know earlier you were telling me a little bit about how, you know, when you are designating a driver, there's not a specific amount. It's just nothing, correct?
That's correct. A designated driver is not the one that has had the least amount to drink, but the one that has had zero to drink.
And how often does drinking and driving affect just accidents during the holidays? Is that a big portion of the holiday accidents, or how does it compare with weather and stuff like that?
Unfortunately, Texas leads the nation in DWI crashes and deaths, so it does affect us. There has not been one day in 2011 or 2012 that there has not been a crash involving DWI.
It's pretty intense.
It is. It is an intense. So, and some of the consequences for drinking and driving is jail time, loss of your driver's license, being sentenced to use ignition interlocks. There's been a lot of talk about that. Also, it can cost you up to $17,000 or more in fines and fees, lost time of work, higher insurance rates, and more. And think about the embarrassment when your family, friends, coworkers, employees learn of this arrest.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bobby. Now, is it all right to transition to Jimmy Morgan with the Texas Highway Patrol Division?
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. Oops, there you go.
Thank you.
Now your mic is on.
Okay.
That'll probably help a lot. Okay, well, please tell me a little bit about what's going on in the Brazos Valley.
Well, starting December 21st through January 1st, the Department of Public Safety will increase its patrols on our highways in Texas. One of the things we'll be looking for is impaired drivers, along with aggressive drivers and people wearing a seatbelt. So we will be out in force, as we are always this time of year. Last year, this time, our troopers in the state arrested 1,100 DWI drivers. 350 were a result of increased patrols. 1,500 speeding citations, 2,000 seatbelt citations, and 1,020 fugitive arrests, along with 623 felony arrests. So that just pretty much shows you, as a state, we get busy this time of year.
Gotcha.
Also, we like to encourage people when they're out traveling, besides not drinking and driving, is be reminded that when you do go on your trips, plan your trips, and make sure you prepare yourself maintenance-wise on your vehicles. Also, have a game plan as far as when you're going to, if you break down, and what you're going to do in that situation. And we encourage people not to travel by themselves. Always try to travel with somebody if you can. When you're on the roadway, there will be occasion we'll cross some aggressive drivers, and we emphasize not to make eye contact and not to encourage them on. If you run across somebody that's driving reckless that may cause an accident, there's nothing wrong using a 911 system and calling in their activity. Hopefully there will be a patrol unit in the area which we can get that vehicle stopped and take appropriate action.
Now, I have a quick question before you go on to your next point. I know with my family, we do a lot of, because my mother's family lived in North Carolina, we would have very long car trips. And so do you recommend if someone is traveling, instead of just driving when they're really, really tired, should they pull over and take a short nap? Or how would you... like, not drunk drivers, but if drivers are exhausted, say, driving to California or something, what do you recommend?
Well, fatigued drivers can be just as bad as somebody that's been impaired of alcohol or any type of drug. We recommend to take a break every 2 hours is what's recommended. I know some people are not going to be able to do that. If you're not, don't try to travel by yourself. Have that person you can rotate with. Maybe they can catch a nap while you're driving, if that's what it takes. But we recommend every 2 hours to take a break and relax and leave in time where you can take a lot of breaks, and where you're not, if you do get caught up in traffic, it doesn't make you where you get angry and everything. You've got that planned already in just case, because you're going to, this time of year, the traffic volume definitely increases, and I think people need to show more patience out there. And by leaving early and planning your breaks, I think it helps.
All right. Well, what else would you like to talk about this evening, Mr. Morgan?
Well, not only fatigue, but like I said, I want to make sure everybody stays buckled up. You know, 93.7% where we're at now as a state, where there's always room for improvement. We have a lot of vehicles that run off the road, distracted drivers this time of year also. And we want to encourage everybody to lay their phones down. And if you really need to talk to somebody or text somebody, we ask you to pull off the side of the road and make that call before you get back on the roadway.
All right, and is there anything else you'd like to cover before we wrap things up?
No, I think that's about it. I just hope everybody, like I say, use good judgment and have a happy holiday.
All right, thank you so much. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, that's Bobby Brooks with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office and Jimmy Morgan with the Texas Highway Patrol Division. Have a very Merry Christmas.